We're speaking with Liz Wright about the passing of Aretha Franklin. One of the things that I think about and people here at WBGO is the amazing performance that you did a cappella for Amazing Grace right here in our studios. Amazing Grace was one of the most beautiful songs that Aretha Franklin ever recorded. What's your connection with Amazing Grace and Aretha Franklin?
I'm so thankful for her example. Aretha is one of the only singers that I know of who comes from a church and really could bring not just the songs and the gospel tradition, but this reverent and holy spirit from church. She could extract that and found a way to deliver that tremendous love and ministry in whatever she sang, and yet she never left the church. So she's one of the only singers I've ever known about, you know, besides perhaps Mahalia, who, you know, could really sing to anyone. And this, every place where she sang, every song she sang across, you know, this became a sacred space. And that's really something to continue studying. You know, her legacy is a tremendous volume about how that is even possible and about how rich of a, you know, musical institution the church is in the first place.
Liz, why is it that so many young artists, because, you know, you mentioned how as far as the church, but so many young artists in all different genres, they don't always necessarily think back to the great singers of the past, but Aretha Franklin has always been different. The young artists have always been attracted to her. Why do you think that is?
I think it's the spirit. I think Aretha, actually, she's a minister's daughter. And so if you are a farmer's child, there's something about the family legacy and the family work. It's not just a physical practice of a family business. It's a spiritual practice. And so I think she was always ministering love and a really strong energy, like, all the time. And I think that kind of presence really cuts across time and cuts across context and feels very real to anyone. And there are very few singers who kind of carry that much spirit, but she was a minister's daughter in that respect for sure.
Did you ever have a chance to meet and talk to her?
No, I never did. I never did. You know, she there was mother's milk and Aretha. So it was all I could do to just stand in the, you know, the grace of what I was raised on. And you know, it never brought me to her doorstep, but it's still very real to me because it's a central part of my childhood. In fact,
do you remember the first time you heard one of her songs? Maybe what it was, or just any recollection of the first time?
Oh yes, one of my favorite songs of my life is "Holy, Holy." Her gospel record that she did with her father and with the choirs and James Cleveland is one of my favorites. And it's just, she sings "How I Got Over." But the song "Holy, Holy" in particular was amazing to me. And I still use it to this day to speak with musicians about groove and about how to sit inside of a tempo. There's more than one place to sit inside of time. And that song actually helps me give a clear example to that kind of language.
If you could sing one song with her, would it have been that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'd be tempted to sing "How I Got Over," but I would land on "Holy, Holy," because it's such a big groove, but there's this experience of suspension, too, because of the shape. And it's a Southern thing, too. Holding time like that is a Southern thing, making a tempo feel big. You know, like a room that you can sit in one corner or the other is a Southern thing. It's in how people talk and look at things and communicate. And she brought that to music in such a big way.
People are people, but what did she do for women?
Oh, my gosh. Aretha Franklin, she sang her full humanity. You know, whether she always had the opportunity to live it, she sang it, and she sang it so beautifully and with so much power that she invited everyone who heard her voice to stand in their fullness, everybody, especially women. And, you know, her voice was just such a declaration of how good it is and how right it is, how much we are in need of a woman to stand in her full humanity and not to fold herself. So Aretha was that sound of a woman's fullness, you know, of her compassion and, you know, mercy and, you know, just power, raw, sheer power. And, yeah, she was just as tender as she was commanding and very much a woman.
Some people can become good singers, but some are blessed, I guess, because of her singing at a very early age in the church. She was blessed with this voice that she just made it better and better.
I agree. I think Aretha knew that music is a spiritual path, and I think she was always growing into it. And I think she, you know, was a real minister. And because she was not cloaked and, you know, wearing symbols and, you know, reading from any particular tradition all the time, she was taking care of all of us. You know, she was just out in the open with a love that was big enough to hold everybody and a voice that's, you know, clear enough to speak to everyone.
When you heard of her passing, was there anybody in particular you called and wanted to talk about it?
No, you know, it found me. I want to call my father, but I'm still in France. I'm in Marseille. I was taking a few days of rest, and I knew that, you know, we all knew that her time was close. And so while I'm on holiday, the first thing I did when I came into the loft I rented was to play, you know, Bridge Over Troubled Water and just let it happen, you know. And so it's been in my head for the last 3 days straight, and yeah, it's still happening right now. I didn't really know if I could find anything to say because the feeling of reverence is just kind of overwhelming and very tender, too.
You've said it beautifully. Just one last question then. The next time you step on stage, will she be with you? Will you be thinking about her?
Well, you know, she's been with me the whole way here, you know, and certainly now I owe it to her to document, you know, her presence as the landmark that it is in my life and in my journey in music. So, yes.
Liz Wright, we thank you so much for your time on this very difficult day, but your thoughts were powerful and wonderful, and thanks for sharing them with us.
It's my honor always. Thank you so much.